Welcome to Citizens Climate Radio. In this show, we highlight people's stories, we celebrate your successes, and together we share strategies for talking about climate change. I'm your host, Peterson Toscano. This is episode 27 of Citizens Climate Radio, a project of Citizens Climate Education. The show is airing on Saturday, August 25th, 2018. In this episode, we are digging deep into the art of storytelling in a time of climate change. As a singer-songwriter, Dan DeWald performs as Hayride Casualties. In the art house, you will hear songs from his album Fossil Fuel Kid.
Let's swim out to the offshore wind farm tonight.
Later in the show, you will also hear our new puzzler question. It is designed to help you become a better storyteller. But first, we hear from an expert in crafting climate-related stories. Novelists and nonfiction writers we feature on this show need hundreds of pages to tell their stories. Our guest today, though, has only a 90-second radio spot.
It's a fun exercise to try to create this short burst of information about climate change that will go out on the airwaves that people hear in their cars and keep it to 90 seconds. It's a complicated topic with a lot of information that you can't assume that people know.
Meet Sarah Peach, the senior editor at Yale Climate Connections. 5 days a week, Sarah and the staff create 90-second episodes that go out on radio stations all over the USA. In our conversation, Sarah will tell us the kind of stories they cover and how they produce the show. Turns out, there is a lot of data behind the choices they make. We also talk about hope and despair. Sarah reveals what keeps her going and gives her courage. Now I wonder if each 90-second episode of Yale Climate Connections were a chapter in a much larger book. What is that book about?
Climate change is here. It's starting to affect Americans in all sorts of ways. And there's hope. There are things we can do about it and that people are doing about it right now.
That is a lot to distill into a 90-second climate story. Sarah explains they are looking for stories that resonate with the American public.
And to do that, we are drawing on a lot of survey research that's been done by my colleague Anthony Lizerowitz and others at Yale University. He's for years been digging into what Americans think and believe about climate change. And his colleagues are best known for the study called the Six Americas Study, which suggests that there is no general public when it comes to climate change. There is a kind of a spectrum of beliefs about the issue, ranging on one side from the people that he calls the dismissives, your classic kind of conspiracy theory, climate change is a hoax, those sorts of people. On the other side of the spectrum, a group of people called the alarmed. The alarmed believe that climate change is happening, that humans are the cause, and they're taking action about the problem. Climate Connections doesn't really concern itself with the dismissives. We are much more interested in all of the other segments of the American public and creating stories that we think will resonate with them. Americans, they do care about polar bears and melting ice and those kinds of images that are traditionally associated with the issue. But they also really care, perhaps to a greater extent, when climate change is framed as something that's happening in their own neighborhoods, to their own families, to people like them.
Well, let's hear one of these stories.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In Miami, sea levels are rising, and residents have noticed.
The water is here. It's not that I'm talking about some sci-fi movie here. No, I live it. I see it. It's tangible.
That's Valerie Navarette. She's lived in South Beach for more than 20 years. About 7 years ago, sea level rise, a high tide, and rain combined to cause a major flood.
I remember it was a Friday afternoon, and it was raining for about 1 hour. When we came out, our garage had over 3 feet of water. Not inches, feet. So we lost several cars. It's just unbelievable.
Navarette's garage now floods about once every other month. She often has to wear rain boots just to get to her car.
And sometimes the water would be higher than that, so I couldn't wear my boots because otherwise I would get the water inside the boots. So then we have to go barefoot, which is disgusting.
And when the moon, earth, and sun align, tides are even higher than usual. They're called king tides and last for about a week. During king tides, Navarette's garage floods twice a day. But Navarette is determined to stay, even if it means that her rain boots become a permanent fashion statement. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
In order to inspire people to action, Yale Climate Connections also features people who are already making a difference.
Now, we also know from our survey data, there is a segment of the American public, mostly those alarmed people that I mentioned. They believe climate change is real, that humans are the cause, but they also think that this is such a huge problem, this is paralyzing, there's nothing I can do about it. We have another set of stories that we hope will resonate with that group of Americans, which is stories about people who are working to address the problem. Oftentimes, ordinary people, people who aren't necessarily paid to care about climate change, and yet they're taking action. These really relatable people, community leaders at all different levels. The story I sent you about Henry Red Cloud, who has been helping Native Americans access solar energy, is an example of that. He shows that you don't have to be a Nobel Prize winner or a scientist at Harvard University to work on this problem. People who are trying to solve the problem are everywhere. They're in your community. They're just like you.
I'll play you the episode with Henry Redcloud in a moment, but as someone who produces a monthly podcast, I am curious about the steps needed to create Yale Climate Connections.
I think the hardest step is finding a story that fits one of these categories. It's a funny, tricky little beast because our stories are 90 seconds long. There's not a huge amount of room for nuance, and we're covering an issue that's extremely nuanced.
And the story needs to have a plot.
Storytelling for the radio, which is what we do, works really well when there's actually a story that you can tell as though you're sitting around the campfire and you're sharing stories with your friends. There needs to be something that happens.
And it can't be any old plot. Sarah asks, does the story matter?
I can tell all kinds of stories. Like, oh, I didn't water my grass today because I wanted to conserve some water today, which nobody cares about, that there's no impact on anyone else if I tell that story. So I'm looking for a story with greater impact to the community.
Once they identify a story and talk it over, the production begins in earnest.
There's a team of folks who write scripts. My colleagues and I edit those scripts. Then they're voiced by Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz at Yale, who is also involved in the script editing process. These get distributed out to more than 400 radio stations across the country.
Radio magic. So let's hear another one.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. For the Oglala Lakota Sioux tribe, the sun is more than a source of energy.
Natives, people's way of life. Language, song, dance, ceremonies are all focused around the sun. So we are looking to that energy to help us to create a more sustainable lifestyle.
Henry Redcloud is the founder of Lakota Solar Enterprises. The company manufactures and installs solar-powered furnaces for Native American families on reservations across the Great Plains. When tribes outside the region expressed an interest in learning about his solar furnaces, Red Cloud partnered with a nonprofit called Trees, Water, and People to create the Red Cloud Renewable Energy Center. It opened a decade ago and taught people about the furnaces produced by Red Cloud's company, but it has since expanded to include workshops on a wide range of renewable energy and energy efficiency topics. Each workshop is designed to provide tribal members with knowledge and skills to help their communities move toward energy independence.
Every step that we take, every decision, every idea that we take is for the generations to come.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
As a storyteller myself, I am impressed with the overlapping skills required by Sarah and the team to create these short and effective radio pieces. Sarah's wide-ranging interests at university no doubt have contributed to her success today.
I studied environmental issues in college, and I always really liked science and economics and the quantitative side of looking at the world. But I always also really liked to make things. I had this sort of artistic side. I think the biggest thing is I had a really annoying habit of fact-checking my friends and other people. You know, that wasn't that great for my social life to say, oh, actually that email forward is totally wrong. And basically, I decided that one way to kind of channel that bad habit and like social awkwardness was to use it for good as a journalist. So I went back to school studying journalism and was able to sort of unite these different disciplines that I was interested in and become a journalist who covered the environment.
Sarah hears lots of climate stories, good news and bad. Like many climate advocates, she has had to navigate the choppy waters of hope and despair.
I could say something silly about how if you come and interview me on Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday, I'll say there is no hope. I'm in total despair. If you ask me on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, I'll say, you know, we're gonna solve this thing. And there's lots of reason for hope. So I think, like everyone, my hope-despair ratio is something that fluctuates.
As a journalist on a climate beat, Sarah Peach has reasons for hope.
In our current political climate, a lot more people are starting to get engaged with this issue, starting to realize simply showing up at the voting booth once every 4 years is not enough. There's been a surge of people, at least in North Carolina, where I am, of people joining organizations that are working on climate change. There is also, anecdotally, a surge of students who are interested in becoming journalists.
Whenever bad climate-related news comes her way, Sarah has developed a practical and useful habit that I want to start practicing.
When you read a piece of bad news that makes you want to despair, sit with that and, yes, feel sadness or anything else you want to feel about it, but also remember that in a day or 2 days, there's probably going to be a story that says, and here's what people are going to do to fight back, or here's the story about people who are trying to fix this. If you look for them, those stories are everywhere.
As a climate advocate yourself, I imagine you have your own ways of dealing with despair and cultivating hope. I think it would be an interesting topic to cover in a future show. Lately, I wonder what it would look like to get off the hope versus despair continuum treadmill. The erratic and extreme ups and downs are disorienting and discouraging. I wonder about the powerful role of determination. Connected to determination, I also think about courage, the role it plays in our climate work. I see Sarah Peach as a courageous and determined person. I asked her about this.
Oftentimes I don't feel courageous. I feel really scared about what my future is going to look like. I don't know if we really have any option other than to keep trying. I'm not going to just stop informing people. As a journalist, I fundamentally believe that people deserve to have good information so that they can make good decisions for their communities and their families. since I have the skills and the training to offer some of that information, it's my job to keep doing that. Also to take care of myself, to make sure that I can keep getting up every day and doing that, even if this information that I'm sharing is terrifying sometimes.
I'm glad I can pull back the curtain so you can meet someone who is working hard at telling good climate stories. If you have not already listened to Yale Climate Connections, I hope you will start. Sarah tells us how.
They can take a look at our website to see if it's airing on a radio station near them, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or anywhere they get their podcasts.
That website is yaleclimateconnections.org. Or just do a search for Yale Climate Connections. On our Twitter feed, I often post links to the most recent shows. That Twitter is @CitizensCRadio. If you listen to Citizens Climate Radio regularly, I imagine you are looking for ways to be a better storyteller. I asked Sarah if she had any advice for you, dear listener.
When you're speaking about climate change, it's really important to know your audience. We've invested so much at Yale Climate Connections in getting to know our audiences better. So think about what will resonate with your audience, what might be the most relatable thing for them to hear.
Know your audience and talk about things that already interest them. This is excellent advice. And that's what I strive to do with Citizens Climate Radio. If you look back on previous episodes, you will hear guests talking about climate change and pets, race car driving, skiing, mental health, social justice, and much, much more. And what about you? What are some interests and passions you have that relate to climate change? And do you have suggestions for a guest on our show? Maybe even you? You can always contact me by email, radio@citizensclimate.org. That's radio@citizensclimate.org. Now it is time for the Art House. Singer-songwriter Dan DeWall produces music as Hayride Casualties. His album, Fossil Fuel Kid, is all about climate change.
The fiery sun is a neutral one. This hue makes it bright and warm. The raucous drum on his own is dull. This hue makes his patterns form. You give the tea its taste and you give...
The songs explore how climate change affects us. They point to the complications of feeling complicit in contributing to the pollution. In addition, there are songs that point to the fierce, passionate response needed to address our growing fossil fuel problem. The title track provides an intimate, reflective view of climate change.
It's the most personal. It's the one that really is dropping that resist or that fight kind of activism, and looking at my own our own complicity in a really non-judgmental way. What does it mean to have your entire life entangled with the source of our greatest existential problem as a species?
I'm a fossil fuel kid. I'm a fossil fuel kid. On the friendly side of the machine. Getting high upon the fumes of gasoline. I'm a fossil fuel kid. I'm a fossil fuel kid. Watching Dad scrape the windshield as it defrosts. What's that rising from the tailpipe exhaust? I'm a fossil fuel kid. I'm a fossil fuel kid. And I seen midnight waves take my town. And I knew right then and there, not backing down. Mama tell me it's a passing phase. All this horror when I wake tomorrow. Can you take it away? fossil fuel kit. Should I be ashamed of it? I'm glad that I had a full tank of gas so we could undress in the back, eat on full blast. I'm a fossil fuel kid on a collapsing bridge in evacuation gridlock headed west. Never promise not to cry, I'll try my best. Mama tell me it's a passing phase, all this horror. When I wake tomorrow, can you take it away?
Hayride Casualties makes a bold move with a personal song about the alien, cold, and dark world of Antarctica.
Days I will sit down in Antarctica and revel in the awe of what this world is. 2 miles of ice beneath me will be my throne, and I will rule the emptiness like my kingdom. Dark at night, continent away. Ideally, I would have it to myself, but if you'd like to come as well, I must have love. As we breathe in this very moment, that endless expanse of white is just waiting.
In addition to the personal and reflective pop-style songs, Hayride Casualties contains an activist edge, too.
Can kick and scream and wail. The cat
Finally, I want to play for you the last song on the Fossil Fuel Kid album, Same Side. The climate movement has problems with infighting and debates about different methods and approaches. Dan sees Same Side as a message to help mobilize climate advocates.
We don't have to get along to fight on the same.
Download the Fossil Fuel Kid album by Hayride Casualties at bandcamp.com. Pay what you want. You could also listen to it on Spotify. If you have an idea for the Art House, feel free to contact me, radio@citizensclimate.org. That's radio@citizensclimate.org. Now it is time for our puzzler question. I heard from several listeners insisting you want me to keep the puzzler question as part of the program. So, are you ready for this month's puzzler? Here goes. You're talking with your neighbor, Tabitha. She seems interested in your work as a climate advocate. You tell her about large solutions like carbon fee and dividend. You are so excited to find someone who wants to know more. But then you notice something. You notice Tabitha's eyes start to glaze over. She interrupts you. This all sounds so important and overwhelming. But what does it really mean for you and for me? Tabitha wants to better understand climate change. She doesn't need more facts right now. She needs to hear some of your own story. How might you shift the tone and get personal with her? What does climate change mean for you? Send me your answers. Leave me your name, contact info, and where you're from. Get back to me by October 15th, 2018. You can email your answers to radio@citizensclimate.org. That's radio@citizensclimate.org. You can also leave a voicemail of 3 minutes or less, and don't be anxious about the voicemail. If you stumble, try again until you feel comfortable with your answer. Leave your message at the following number, and it's a new number, 518-595-9414, plus one if calling from outside the USA. That number again is 518-595-9414. Well, thank you for joining me here at Citizens Climate Radio. The show is written and produced by me, Peterson Toscano. Other technical support from Ricky Bradley and Brett Cease. Social media assistance from Ashley Hunt Monterano, Flannery Winchester, Allison Cabisco, and Steve Volk. Citizens Climate Radio is a project of Citizens Climate Education.